Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Welcome back into Gregeth and Hooks. I am Nick Gregeth. He's Bill Hooks. Willie J in the house, hanging out with you for another hour. Feel free to call in 402-466-3776. You guys have good weekends. How was your guys' weekends? What'd you guys do?
Willie J?
I had a remote. That's really about it.
So you were on location somewhere. Where'd you go?
There's a CIP Parade of Apartments.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, nice. It said 27th Yankee Hill. Show up, and there's an apartment complex. I'm like, this is it?
Yes, there is.
And it wasn't it.
What?
Yeah, there's another apartment, I guess, up the way.
Uh-oh.
But everything was good, man.
It was good, though? You got to see the people?
Yeah, it was fun. They had a pool table there, so.
Yeah. I heard whenever you do those, where you're on location somewhere, it's just like a gaggle of women that just show up.
No.
Isn't that what you've heard, too?
Yeah.
Like a gaggle.
I don't know what to say. I don't want to gloat.
Yeah, don't do that. You don't want to do that?
No.
Oh, boy.
Did you have all the little kids stuff going on?
I did.
How's the volleyball team looking?
Saturday, all day Omaha. All day Omaha.
Why didn't you come say hi to me? I was in Omaha all day Saturday.
Yeah, but you were further up. We were just in like La Vista. We weren't as far.
It's not that far.
20 more minutes.
It's not that far from where I was. Plus, I was right by CHI Health Center.
Ah.
The Chi.
That's right.
Plus, anybody who's out there that has experienced a volleyball tournament knows that after 12 or 13, whatever number of courts of nonstop screaming and balls bouncing, you just want to go home and get in your chair.
I hear
Have some cocktails.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Do you ever leave those things and head over to like a close bar? That's what I'm going to do. Bailey, I love you, daughter, honey. And when the time comes, if you're playing sports, especially like volleyball and stuff, I'll be there for the first match. And then I'm going to quietly sneak my happy butt out and go to a bar.
No. So yes, you can. Yes. But let me tell you, man, there is a new facility. It's the UBT Center up in Omaha.
Okay.
It's like 204th and Dodge.
They have a bar in there?
Figured this out.
They have a bar in there?
Yes.
What?
So you'll love this. So we were there like a month ago.
No.
Or so.
And no, then, seriously, there's a youth center where they play sports, and it's got a bar.
So I have a buddy.
That's so smart.
I have a buddy that was, he's like, yeah, we're there this week. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, look, first of all, awesome, cool facility. They've got like 12 volleyball courts, 12 basketball. They got a huge area for concession. It's all good. It's awesome. Yeah. But then they have this thing. It's called the Club Lounge.
Okay.
And this is the picture I got. He's like, we're at break number one.
Yeah.
It's with a buddy with a Bloody Mary, and then he goes, oh, they're not playing again. It's him and his wife back in the lounge.
That's awesome.
They figured it out. So it's Bloody Marys and it's crazy.
You kind of need that now, the way that youth sports have blown up and all the time that you spend,
you spend
sitting in
like
these
this
things.
Buddy was saying, they got there like at 7, they go home at 6.
Yeah.
Those are days, man. Those are days. But they have figured it out.
One of the reasons my kid is never going to be allowed to be in any type of play or any type of thing like that is because they don't. I'm not going to go to these things unless they serve beer.
You can sneak it in.
No.
Sure you can.
Hooks would never.
I mean, especially in a theater.
I'm surprised Hooksy doesn't have one of those cell phones that's not an actual cell phone. It's a flask.
Yeah.
I've seen those. Like, that seems like something you'd have.
Yeah, I do know that the volleyball tournaments, as you get older.
He didn't deny that, did he?
I did not deny. As you do get older, I do know the same buddy was talking about what they do is they are at the CHI Center.
Yeah.
And they'll take the walkway.
Yeah.
The walkway and go across.
Nice.
So, yes.
On the this weekend, I went down. I told you guys that story on Friday about Dierks Bentley and how, you know, we were down at Stampede and we got to hang out for a little while. So, I get down there. And I kind of was a fangirl.
That's okay. That's okay.
Because I walked in, and they're like meeting everybody. And Dierks Bentley is one of my favorite. No, I was like fangirling out.
Why that makes me laugh.
Dierks Bentley is he's like probably top three for me for artists that I like to listen to. And I walk in and he's like, Nick, because his road manager's like, hey, you're Nick that was down at Husker Nick that was down at Kansas when we were down there for that few years ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he tells Dierks, there was like probably 20 some media members in this room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He sent his road manager to get me a beer.
No way.
It was awesome. Me and Rob.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
It's that connection.
And then we went and talked about our kids and cool. Grilling. I actually gave him my recipe for wings.
I'm surprised he doesn't even like have his own line or something yet.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
He will now.
Yeah, watch my... Hey, man, that'd be sweet if my wings ended up like in a... I wouldn't even be mad.
No. Mm.
It's all good.
But yeah, I kind of told him how I like to smoke my wings, and then we talked about that, and it was good, man. It was fun.
That's awesome. That's
yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, stores. It's very nice guy, and it's like one of those deals where, you know, like if you run into someone who's one of your favorite singers, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It was nice. It was fun. We talked a little bit about his music. John Party told me this was like music to my ears, literally and figuratively. He said his next album is Country AF. Can't say that word on air, but
right.
Yeah, he's not into this trend of pop country. So
good
that
for
makes
him.
Me happy.
Saying true. Good for him.
Keeping that the culture right.
Oh, yeah. That makes me happy. What's trending at 10, man?
Want me to start it?
It's usually what I ask you when we get
all right,
going.
Let's do it.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending.
It started with the whisper.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
Just a little different cue that I'm expecting.
Oh, yeah. He complimented my beard, by the way.
No, nice.
That was like, made my day. He gave me a beer and then said, by the way, beard's looking good. I was like, what? He what? Said it. He did it.
Best compliment you can get right there.
I was pretty proud, man.
We got a lot of reports out and, you know, at the combine, people are saying that even Cliff Kingsbury is even saying that Kyler Murray to the Cardinals is a done deal. People are saying like that's who they're going to draft.
Kingsbury said that too.
Yeah, that's what reports are saying that Kingsbury's been saying that at the combine.
Why isn't this the number one story right now?
Story everywhere.
That's reports. You know how that can be. But yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
Is this like when you were reporting that thing last week?
No. I was listening to a sports program over the weekend, and that's what they're saying. So yeah, Kyler Murray to the Cardinals. What do you think?
I mean,
are they a perfect match, him and Kingsbury?
I guess. I don't know.
Mean, they were together before, I guess, but whatever. I mean.
What do you mean?
I mean, not before, but styles. That's what I meant. Styles. Like, the styles could match.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. Do I think that would be smart to draft him number one overall? No. Now, if Kingsbury thinks that that's his dude, then go get him.
Go get him.
I said this when the Chiefs drafted Mahomes. I said this when, pick a team, when the Bears traded up for Mitchell Trubisky. Do I necessarily think trading up for Mitchell Trubisky was the smartest thing in the world? No. But was that their guy that they desperately wanted? And they
it's the guy
they
that fit what Nagy was
then
trying
yes,
to do.
Yes, that's who you need to have. Yep. You know, Nagy wasn't even there.
Nagy,
it was
Fox.
Who
came in. It was Fox. That's right. God.
But if you think that's your guy and you're the guy who's in position, you got to shoot your shot and go get your guy.
Yep.
And if it fails, you'll get fired. But I'd rather get fired
with
having
your dude.
My dude than getting fired because I got Rosen,
no
who I don't think is any good if I'm
Kingsbury. Then what's the next piece of that is if they deal Rosen, and what do you get for Rosen? And maybe there's pieces or whatever to match.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
That is a good point. Other combine news. Turns out the Raiders are actually shopping Derek Carr. At the combine right
they're
now.
They're so dumb.
So do you think Gruden should keep using
they're
Carr
competing.
Or get his own quarterback?
He's got to go get someone else because he's already hated Carr so much that he doesn't want him anymore.
But they're competing, man. They're competing.
That's insane. Like, Derek Carr is a good quarterback. Here's the deal. If I'm a team and if I can offer them, like, let's say let me think. Who's a team that could use a quarterback upgrade? He's got a big cap number, so that means his value will actually go down a little bit. To be honest with you, if I was Kingsbury, I would trade for him my second round pick and like a fifth round pick or something. Mm. I wouldn't give him the number one overall pick. Maybe we'd switch draft picks so they could have number one. I could have number four, and I'd give them my number two. So they'd get the first pick in the second round. They'd get the number one overall pick. I'd get their fourth overall pick and Derek Carr. Yep, that's what I would do. And then he could run that Texas Tech offense and be just fine.
Yep.
But if I'm a team that needs like a slight upgrade at quarterback, or if I have an aging dude that I, hey, man, let's, you know, to be honest with you, if I was the Denver Broncos, I'd have been all over this. They'd never trade him to Denver, but I would be all over this. Derek Carr can play, man.
He can play. He's a good quarterback.
He's a solid quarterback. He's better than solid. He's like the, I would put him somewhere between like probably 15 and 10 in the league. He's in that like five stretch there, depending on the season. Okay.
So every year at the combine,
Miami Dolphins, good tweet.
Good.
That'd
one.
Be a perfect team.
Huh. Perfect. I just saw it.
Yes, Miami perfect. Dolphins. Thank you.
Before they take Cutler back out of retirement.
Yeah, right.
So we always hear about these crazy questions that are asked at the combine every year. The two that are being talked about the most this year.
Yeah.
So the Lonnie Johnson, a quarterback from Kentucky, he's saying he was with the Seahawks. In an interview, and they had like a 15 to 16 second staring contest.
Nice. Did he win?
I have no clue.
You blink.
Oh, he did say he won.
You blink.
He said he won.
Why is that weird? Like, yeah, man, here's the thing. If I'm a coach and I'm going to be asking these guys questions and I want to know how they react in moments of pressure and that kind of stuff, think about how pressure filled it would be to be sitting in front of a team getting these questions asked to you, and you got to be able to answer them or do a staring contest or whatever. I'm perfectly fine with it.
One of the other questions being asked this year is a Texas cornerback, Chris Boyd, said that a team asked him if he had both of his testicles.
Yeah, see, they're testing him.
I mean, what's the point of that?
Because if he gets so let's say like we're in this meeting. I'm going to give you an example. Let's say we're sitting in this meeting, okay, and these NFL players, because think of what people say to you on a sports field. It's a lot worse than that. But if they look at him and say, hey, how many testicles do you have? And he gets all mad. And he's like, I can't believe you'd ask me that kind of question. I got two, of course. And then he gets all mad and walks off. I ain't drafting that fool.
That's a good point. I hear you. So Bryce Harper is...
Do you got balls or A-ball? Is that what you, is that how they asked him?
I don't know. You got balls or you got a ball?
How many testicles do you have? It's important. We are strictly a two-testicle team.
We have a budget on testicles.
Maybe they heard he had three, and they were worried about
it.
We have a quota.
Yeah, what if they're like, if you have three of them, we don't make a proper cup for that, no. So you can't be on the squad. You know what I mean?
I hear you. So it looks like Bryce Harper's enjoying his first few days in Philly. Here's what he said to the media on one of the first days in Philly.
When I do, you know, we want to bring a title back to D.C. I want to be on Broad Street. We want to bring a title back to D.C. Title back to D.C. Title back to D.C.
Title back to D.C.
Well done. So well Bryce done. Harper, just not quite out of the D.C. funk quite yet.
Oh, my God.
I'm That's incredible.
I love that.
I got some other things here. So, Hooksy,
hey,
obviously.
Real quick, hold on. On the Bryce Harper thing, did you see he was alluding to Mike Trout playing for him?
Yeah. You know they were talking about
it. He goes, you know, there's another guy in 2 years that's going to be clean and free. I'm just saying my because he was saying, he goes, yeah, I'm just saying my contract is such that they would still be able to chase down another big name free agent that might be free in 2 years.
Ooh, looking at that. Be looking at that. Hooksy.
Yep.
Question for you.
Super team in Major League Baseball. Would that work?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well. Hooksy, what are some things that you've had to do to cover some of your gambling losses? I mean, like.
What a question to ask someone on air!
Because because there's this guy in New York who actually staged a kidnapping so he wouldn't have to cover his $50,000 loss. He tied himself up and put him in the back of his truck and claimed that two people
that's classic,
put him there. All because he didn't want to cover his $50,000 losses to his gambling problem.
He doesn't gamble, and he doesn't lose at gambling if he were to gamble.
There you
his
go.
Wife listens
yes.
to this show.
Right. If I were to, this yeah, I'm
hypothetically
I'm a
speaking.
Winning.
No, I know. I know you're a smart gambler. I know you.
Hypothetically,
you're smart. You're smart. I know.
Listen, I'll tell you what he does. He doubles down and either loses more or tries to
yeah.
win it back.
Yeah. It's like in basketball. Shooter's going to shoot, man.
Yeah. God. What a question to ask someone.
Wow.
Man.
She's in between. I think she's in the car right now.
Oh, man.
Man.
Sorry, I had to ask you. This
will go well.
That'd be like because we know Willie J's mom listens to the show, and Bill's like, so, I saw you sneaking into a bar on Saturday. Where'd you get that fake?
Thanks for the party invite you had. Awesome.
He just threw you. Legit. How many times did he just back over you live on air with the bus?
Like, I don't even. I'm still getting it. My back hurts right now.
Are you getting text messaged yet?
I don't know. I got it. Whoa.
Uh-oh. Busted. Look what you did. God.
It wasn't me, honey.
Gotcha.
Bro code, man. That was terrible.
No, please. It was just a joke. Anyways, the last thing I got for you guys, this came out last week. We haven't got your take on it yet.
Yeah. Hooks, you lost a bunch of money gambling over the weekend. How'd it go? God, man.
I heard about that half-click loss.
Yeah.
I really put you in the dumps.
What were you thinking, betting on Nebraska?
Yeah, what were you doing?
I know you took Michigan last week.
Yeah, free money. Watch the line tomorrow. Free money.
Where there's a line, I'm there.
That's terrible, man.
Hey, the last thing I got for you guys. Cowboys bring Jason Witten out of retirement.
Oh, boy.
He's out of the booth, thank gosh. That's all I can say.
So he's washed up and isn't actually very good at football anymore, and somehow this was awesome for everyone.
I don't get it.
Because he's terrible at doing that
thing. He's definitely not going to be allowed back at ESPN anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, hey, there you go, Cowboys. I wonder if Emmitt Smith's available to come play for him. He could back up Zeke. Oh, did your wife text you?
I'm listening.
She.
Yes.
I just told her Willie J doesn't know. He just.
Listen, I had to, you know, get into that topic somehow.
How much money have you? What did he ask you?
No, I said, how do you
cover up your losses?
Well, not talking about it on the radio and my wife's listening is one way I'd cover it up. Golly, that was not right. Wow.
Yep, you're right. Troy's sending me. He's tweeting at us with being ran over.
Ran over with a car.
That's me.
He backed over you.
LOL.
Stace is sitting back there right now going, I need to get this kid's number so he can tell me more stuff about my husband.
She knows everything.
You send your.
She does. I'm a transparent dude, so we're good.
You could send your bill for the marital counseling that's about to have to take place. Ooh,
yes.
To that guy.
Oh, it'll cost me a couple nights with the three kids by myself.
Yeah.
This might cost me more than that.
Dang it.
Oh, come on, William.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Mike Schaefer, 24/7 Sports. I'm going to ask him if you backed over Bill in that situation, if you ran him over and then backed over him with your bus, or if it's completely fine that you ask that question on the air when his wife's listening. I can't wait to hear what Schaefer has to say. Also, he was down in Arizona. I believe it was Arizona.
He was in Arizona, yep.
Watching some baseball, so that'll be fun. All right, we'll be back after this.